This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. Newsmax TV in the final hour will be in 80 million cable homes and satellite homes in total during 2019. By actually December of this year, we'll be in 60 million homes. We're adding 10 million, and then another 20 million come online during the 2019 year. So TV show is spreading far and wide. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns in the hands of ordinary, average, law-abiding Americans. And my flagship station. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Founded and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. They've got a very special offer for you. I kind of like the way it sounds. I love the ring of it. It's the Wayne Allyn Root Starter Package, Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. The set includes 100 silver, 100 American silver eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint, all investment quality. Get the coins at actual dealer cost. Also get free shipping and 100% free delivery insurance. Order today and get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order. The box will hold 500 coins. You can use it to store your whole collection. Order right now at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root, usgoldbureau.com/root. You can reach me anytime. You can email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. I get so many hundreds and hundreds of emails now, and that's great. I love reading them, and sometimes I read them on the air. And you can email me at WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. My website's RootForAmerica.com. So Kavanaugh accuser slammed for not reporting gang rape parties allegedly attended as an adult. The latest accuser to come out against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is facing harsh blowback from her claims to have attended 10 high school parties at which he claims gang rapes took place, orchestrated by Kavanaugh and a friend. The 55-year-old accuser, Julie Swetnick, is 2 years older than Kavanaugh, would have been 18 years old when she attended the alleged high school parties between 81 and 83. This is what Michael Avenetti had to say. Below is my correspondence. Together with a sworn declaration from my client, we demand an immediate FBI investigation. An FBI investigation into what? 36-year-old sex parties? Are you freaking kidding me? Your client, Stormy Daniels, has sex parties back at her home every night. She's a porn star. And you're worried about 36-year-old sex parties that may or may not have ever had Brett Kavanaugh at them? Is this the silliest thing you've ever heard? What's the federal crime? I must be missing something. He says under no circumstances should Brett Kavanaugh be confirmed absent a full and complete investigation. Many have noted that Swetnick, if she's telling the truth, did nothing about the alleged high school gang rapes, despite claiming she witnessed efforts by Mark Judge, Brett Kavanaugh, and others to cause girls to become inebriated and disoriented so they could then be gang raped in a side room or bedroom by a train of numerous boys. Interesting word. I've never heard that word train outside of a porn movie. I guess this woman watches a lot of porn movies. You think that word train even existed in the late 1970s, early 1980s train of numerous boys, gang rape parties. These were my years. I've never heard of such a thing in my entire life. And I'm not a naive kid from, like, you know, the rural areas of Alabama or Mississippi. I grew up in New York. There were no train parties. I don't know what that. I never heard that term in my life. Swetnick says she has a firm recollection of seeing boys lined up outside rooms waiting for their turn with a girl inside the room. Yet she never reported the alleged rape parties to authorities despite having attended them 10 times. Why would any reasonable person continue to hang around people like this? Why would any person continue to put their friends and themselves in danger? Isn't there some duty to warn others? Who said that? Lindsey Graham, United States Senator, South Carolina. How about Donald Trump Jr.? And assuming someone wouldn't report it for whatever reason, why would you go back even once, let alone to 9 other parties? Give me a break. Kavanaugh's lawyer on the third accusation. Really? You witnessed gang rapes and you never said anything? You have never come forward as a parent of a daughter and 2 sons? I cannot imagine not coming forward when this man was named, if that's what you witnessed. Here's another guy who says, is there any way to read this besides, I saw multiple girls getting gang raped, kept associating with their rapists, till I also got gang raped, and decided the proper amount of time to wait to talk about it was 35 years. Wait, you didn't even mention it. I came back 9 times for more. Cassandra Fairbanks says, there's a special place in hell for women who claim they were partying while knowing other women were being gang raped in the other room. Robbie Starbuck, these are just all Twitter things that were online. So according to Julie Swetnick's accusation, we're supposed to believe that a gang of serial rapists were terrorizing young women at house parties. Not only did no one ever report it, but she kept going to the parties. Oh, and the FBI missed this on 6 background checks. Really? Here's another one. Michael Avenatti's client, Julie Swetnick, is 55 years old. That makes her 18 years old to 19 years old from 81 to 82. She's admitting to being an adult at 10 parties where minors are being gang raped, but she told no one. Investigate, and if possible, charge her! here's another one. Christina Layla, there's our guest who's constantly on the show from the Gateway Pundit. She says, is it normal for a college chick to go to high school parties? What? Meanwhile, Swetnick's attorney, Michael Avenatti, slammed President Trump and GOP legislators Lindsey Graham and Chuck Grassley for calling his client a liar. Are you 3 privileged white men calling my client Julie a liar? How dare you attack a sexual assault victim? She's a victim. She went back 9 times, but she's a victim. She saw him spiking the booze, and then she went back and said, come on, man, let's go. She's risked her job to do the right thing. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Your actions are disgraceful. This is Michael Avenatti talking to Donald Trump, Chuck Grassley, and Lindsey Graham. Last but not least, 60 classmates have no clue who the hell Swetnick is. In a letter signed by 60 classmates of Brett Kavanaugh, they say they've literally never, ever met a woman named Julie Swetnick. With drama like this, no wonder nobody goes to the movies anymore. That's just the article talking, not Wayne Root. I'd love to take credit for that line, but it wasn't me. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I've never heard the term, in any of those years growing up, anything about a train, meaning like 10 guys having sex with a woman. Never heard of it in my life. And why did you keep going back to the parties? I mean, I keep asking that. Kavanaugh accuser Christine Ford releases results of polygraph test, but key detail appears to contradict past statements. So let's see what this is about. Ford's responses, the polygraph examiner said Ford's responses are not indicative of deception. Really? But you had it in a hotel room. No one ever heard that before. Lawyers for Christine Blasey Ford, the California professor accusing Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her at a party more than 3 decades ago, released results of a polygraph exam. It was administered by former FBI agent Jeremiah Hennepin. I wonder what his registration is. Democrat? Like as if FBI agent means something now? Took place. How about if it was administered by James Comey? How about if it was administered by Peter Strzok? How about Peter Strzok's girlfriend, Lisa Page? How about that scumbucket, McCabe, Andrew McCabe? I really don't give a damn what your FBI agents do, because those are the same FBI agents that found Hillary Clinton innocent. You liars. You're all bribed and bought off, and you're a bunch of Democrats, creeps. Took place at a Hilton hotel in Maryland. Really, a Hilton hotel? I never heard of a polygraph administered at a Hilton hotel. Hennepin, that's the FBI, former FBI agent, Jeremiah Hennepin, first allowed Ford and attorney Lisa Banks to meet alone to formulate a handwritten statement that Ford signed and provided Hennepin when he returned to the room. Then, without Banks present, Hennepin interviewed Ford about the day of the alleged assaults. Really, none of us were there. I want to see my person that I choose to administer this polygraph test. That's what I'd like to see. In a handwritten statement, Ford writes there were four boys and a couple of girls at the party. But in Ford's letter to Senator Dianne Feinstein, Ford gave a different tally, writing that the gathering included me and four others. The total number of people at the purported party and their genders has been a key area of focus for Senate Republicans investigating Ford's claims. Ford told the Washington Post there were a total of four boys at the party, and that two of them, Kavanaugh and his friend Mark Judge, had been in the room during her attack. According to the Post, Ford told her therapist that four boys were in the room with her during the attack, a disparity she's blamed on her therapist's recording of her events. All the witnesses Ford has identified at the party, including Kavanaugh, Judge, and another classmate, Patrick Smythe, have denied knowledge of the alleged assault under perjury, a felony, and statements to the Judiciary Committee. So guess what? If Kavanaugh's lying, he's the one that's going to go to jail. But how about if she's lying? Should she go to jail? Absolutely. Send her to jail. A woman, Leland Ingham Kaiser, former classmate of Ford's at the Holton Arms All-Girls School in Maryland, has since been identified by Ford as the fourth witness at the party. And Kaiser emerged Saturday night to say she doesn't know Kavanaugh or remember him being at the party. Wow. The polygraph exam consisted of only two relevant questions. Is any part of your statement false, and did you make up any part of your statement? That's it. How do you trust the FBI agent anymore? Donald Trump says Democrats running a big fat con job against Brett Kavanaugh. I agree. He blasts Michael Avenatti as a third-rate lawyer and a lowlife. I agree. Julie Swetnick. I'd like to know everything about Julie Swetnick. You know what's ridiculous about the whole thing? I can't even remember the names of my girlfriends from 36 years ago. I don't remember the girls I dated in high school and early college. And who would care if they came forward and said something bad about me? You know what? That's because they are upset because I dumped them. Or I'd be upset because they dumped me. You can't believe anything an ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend says. You got to be kidding me. No ex-girlfriend has nice things to say about you, except for Brett Kavanaugh, who had tons of ex-girlfriends come out and say wonderful things about him. This is such a fraud and such a crock.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
War now.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
You know, I'll go with U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy, who's an MD, a doctor, U.S. Senator from Louisiana, Republican. Here's his latest tweet. He says, clearly, the left's game plan against Judge Kavanaugh is to come out with accusation, accusation, accusation. At some point, we have to look at life's work, at a life's work, and judge it against someone else's. If I judge Brett Kavanaugh's life's work and record against Michael Avenetti's, I'll go with Kavanaugh. There you go. That's it. I don't need to say anything else. You said it all for me, Bill Cassidy. I mean, here's a guy that's done amazing things in his life. He is this unbelievable, cool judge that coaches girls basketball and has two beautiful daughters and loves his wife. And you're going to judge him based on what three strange women who may have mental issues that may be blackout drunks seem to remember from 36 years ago in high school. If a boy had sex 36 years ago in high school, is he no longer qualified for anything in his life? On the other hand, the same Democratic Party supports transsexuals. I mean, you just sit back and laugh. A man wants to now have a vagina, a woman wants a penis. That's okay. We should all accept that. That's wonderful. They should go in any bathroom they want, even if my little girl goes in there. But if a guy, a boy, had sex 36 years ago at the age of 16 with someone somewhere, maybe they were all drunk, he's no longer qualified to be a Supreme Court judge? I must be lost. I don't believe any of this ever happened, but I'm even saying to you, what if it did happen? And I'm not talking about gang rape. I'm talking about what if he had sex or tried to have sex with Christine Ford 36 years ago, and nobody quite remembers what happened. It's clear she doesn't remember what happened. They were all drunk. All his friends say it never happened. He wasn't at the house. His calendar looks like it proves it never happened. But let's say it happened. You mean you're not qualified to be a center anymore? And now 12 other people pile on. The one from Yale is absolutely out of her mind. Okay? Her own friends disavow what she's saying, and she admits she's a blackout drunk. And the new one is the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my entire life. She went to 10 gang rape parties, and she kept going back. That's real credibility, huh? Oh, man, this would all hold up in a court of law real strongly. You know, you just can't believe what you're seeing here. Anyone with common sense knows that once this guy is approved, we're going to win everything at the Supreme Court for the next 30 years. Forevermore, we win, we win, we win. And so it's just an attempt by the left to try their best to stop us from naming someone that gives us a 5-4 edge forevermore. That's all this is. They're desperate. And they may be desperate because they know that Trump's about to have mass arrests of all the corrupt people that ripped off the U.S. government based on an executive order from December of last year. I was the first one in the country to tell you about it. Nobody in the country told you about it except me. No, certainly no newspaper reporter wrote about it. And I wrote about it in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And I'm telling you that a lot of people are going to get arrested. And it's going to come before the Supreme Court. And when it comes before the Supreme Court, they're going to lose 5-4 every time. They're all going to jail for the rest of their lives for corruption against the United States government, United States taxpayers, namely you. And so they are so scared. Kavanaugh will be the deciding vote, 5-4, that determines that they're all going to prison for the rest of their lives. That's what has Democrats so hysterical. That's what has Democrats so desperate. Trump had a press conference today, and what the Hill called a wild and others called surreal press conference. It lasted 1 hour, 16 minutes, and at times bordered on the absurd. At the president's own choosing, Trump covered a lot of ground, starting with a fierce defense of Brett Kavanaugh by forcefully denying the sexual misconduct accusations against his Supreme Court nominee, describing the allegations as part of a Democrat con job, and admitting that his own experience with sexual assault allegations has impacted his view of Kavanaugh's accusers. Trump called Kavanaugh one of the highest quality people I've ever met and reiterated his belief the three women who have come forward against the judge are making false accusations. Trump, however, declined to answer if he thought the women were liars. I won't get into that game. I will only tell you this. This is one of the highest quality people I've ever met. Earlier, when asked if the women were liars, Trump responded, "What's your next question?" Trump told reporters in New York, where he's attending UN General Assembly, "I can't tell you whether or not they're liars till I hear them. It's possible they could be convincing." Trump called the women's allegations part of a big fat con job being played by Democrats to prevent him from putting a conservative judge on the Supreme Court. "These are all false to me," he said, impressed on the accusations. All right. I mean, look, if Trump really thought that this guy was guilty, believe me, he'd ask him to step down. Believe me, he'd ask him to step down. The question is, will she show up tomorrow, Christine Blasey Ford? Will she show up tomorrow? And will she be convincing? Trump said such accusations could be made against any man, including the U.S. Founding Fathers. If we brought George Washington here and we say this is George Washington, the Democrats would vote against him. He may have had a bad past. Who knows? "I've been a famous person for a long time," Trump said. "When I see it, I view it differently than someone at home watching TV. It's happened to me many times. I've had many false accusations." And not just men. Trump argued he could pick a woman for the job and she could have allegations against her. It could happen the other way also. One thing is certain, Trump's not a fan of Michael Avenatti. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn, War Now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
Hello. USA Radio News.
Canada is running out of time to join a revamped North American Free Trade Agreement with the United States and Mexico. Today in a news conference, President Trump addressed some of the unfair trade practices he believes are happening between the United States and Mexico.
Canada has treated us very badly. They've treated our farmers in Wisconsin and New York State and a lot of other states very badly. Dairy products, 300%. 300%. How do you sell a dairy product at 300%? The answer is you don't.
The U.S. government estimates 80,000 Americans died of the flu and complications last winter. That's the highest death total in four decades. Uber will pay $148 million in tightened data security after the ride-hailing company failed for a year to notify drivers and customers that hackers had stolen their personal information. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare, healthcare is a disaster in this country. Completely unaffordable, covers very little, but there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I am a Liberty HealthShare member. I put my kids' healthcare in the hands of Liberty HealthShare. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back control of your health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare anytime, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. For more information, that's 855-58-LIBERTY. Toll free anywhere in the United States, 855-58-LIBERTY. Or online at libertyhealthshare.org. We've got our guest here, Joel Pollack, Senior Editor-at-Large at Breitbart News. The website is, of course, Breitbart.com, one of my first stops every single morning and throughout the day. He's the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. Joel Pollack, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm just apoplectic at what's going on in Washington, D.C. I've never seen anything so disgusting in my entire life. I've never seen anything so disgraceful in my entire life. I grew up a kind of a roughneck, blue-collar kid on the streets of New York, and I, you know, all my neighbors went to Catholic school. And, you know, I look, we weren't perfect. We weren't angels. But I never saw anybody drug women. I've never heard of anybody talking about gang-raping women. I've never seen anybody attempt to rape a woman. I've never heard of anyone bragging about raping a woman. You know, sometimes they smoked cigarettes. Maybe they drank a beer. Maybe they had sex with a girl on a date. But nobody forced anyone. No one raped anyone. I find these accusations to be absurd. Absurd.
Well, the way they're coming out tends to undermine the validity of the accusations. First of all, this latest accusation, this third accusation, if you want to be taken seriously, you don't hire Michael Avenatti as your attorney. First of all, he did a terrible job of drafting the affidavit. It's just really sloppy. I mean, he couldn't even work out details. Like, for example, the years she lists when she met Kavanaugh would lead one to conclude that she was in college when she was attending his high school parties. That's really strange and probably didn't happen. So that could just be sloppy drafting, whatever it is. He didn't work out those details, and a good lawyer will do that before putting your client in front of the media in the most high-profile controversy on the planet right now. So Avenatti's really sloppy. He's out for himself. I still struggle to understand anything he achieved for Stormy Daniels other than getting her some more gigs at strip clubs, you know, getting her notoriety. But he didn't get her what she wanted, which was some sort of ability to talk about her story with Donald Trump or whatever. So she's come out with a book and, you know, whatever. He's out
for
himself.
Hey, Joel, yeah. she probably doubled her lap dance rate. So, I mean, maybe that's what he did for her.
Hey, you know, it's an honest living. I'm not going to know this, but I'm just saying, you don't want to hire that guy. Okay. You want to hire somebody who's respectable, who's independent, and maybe even find yourself a Republican lawyer. I mean, they found all these Democratic operatives, which also makes the whole thing look really suspicious.
Well, because I'm sure George Soros paid for everything. I mean, that's the reason they've got these lawyers. If Soros says, you take him, I'll pay for it. That's how it comes about. I'm willing to bet you.
I'm sure that when we go through all of this, we'll figure out that there was some of that going on. But then the other thing is that the accusation is just so crazy. I mean, the idea that there were gang rapes happening every weekend in Washington, D.C. among elite high school students, you know, you want to sort of picture something. I mean, Risky Business was a movie that came out, and it was about elite high school students in the Chicago suburbs. But, you know, that was considered far-fetched at the time that they would have, this is the plot of the movie, I hope I'm not giving away the ending, but they'd have prostitutes over to a house, and all these guys would show up and pay money and take turns with these prostitutes. That's the plot of Risky Business, Hollywood stuff. The idea that this was happening every weekend, it was involving drugs and spiked alcohol and that women were being abused and gang raped. I mean, the idea that wouldn't have been reported to police, that it was going on every weekend and that this woman was going back again and again and again, well, as a college student.
Hey, Joel.
So far-fetched.
wouldn't have been reported by this woman, Julie Swetnick, the one who's complaining that she was gang raped. Wouldn't she have told somebody, and why would she come back 9 times for more?
Yeah, especially when the guys there were underage, because Brett Kavanaugh would have been 16 or 17 at that time, and she would have been 18 or 19. So it raises serious questions about why she would have been involved. But, you know, aside from the craziness of it all, the other thing, again, is that all of this is happening after the confirmation hearing. And Dianne Feinstein sat on the original accuser, whose story is now looking shakier than ever. She sat on that original communication, and then they had another accuser come out, one who, like the first accuser, can't corroborate her claim. She claimed that Kavanaugh exposed himself at a party at Yale. You know, they can't corroborate their claims with anybody who was there. And it's all coming out after the confirmation process, after 400,000 pages of documents. You know, at a certain point, it's actually unfair to the public to run a process like this, because it just leaves us all vulnerable to the next crazy who sends an anonymous tip to a congressman or to a newspaper, and they turn it into another accuser without any corroboration, without any research. I see there's someone else who now claims that they were shoved by Kavanaugh in 1998, and they didn't see it themselves, but someone heard it, and they didn't use their name. So we don't. I mean, it just lends itself to this kind of extremism, and you've allowed Democrats basically to do what looks like identical to a complete smear campaign. I mean, you might not want to believe it is. You might want to hear the accusers, but if you were going to run a smear campaign full of lies, this is exactly what it would look like. So they've allowed this to deteriorate to that. We have a process for a reason. You know, these things are supposed to come up earlier. And Dianne Feinstein, the ranking member on the committee, has a duty to the committee and to the country to handle these things properly. She obviously didn't. And it's left us and Kavanaugh in this incredibly difficult position where I think he'll still get confirmed, but they've really tarnished his reputation and the reputation of the Supreme Court once he joins it. I mean, you know, this will probably fade as the circus around Clarence Thomas faded after a while. But it's certainly damaged the judiciary, which really needs to be respected, because it is the only check on the runaway power of the executive and on Congress when Congress does crazy things, as it does from time to time. We need to respect our judges, and this has really taken the judiciary down a peg.
Yeah, but I mean, it's par for the course. It fits, because you think back to Anita Hill, right? That was how low Democrats had sunk back then, and that was, what, 25 years ago, whatever that was? And now, all these years later, how much worse is the press against Republicans like Donald Trump? It's far worse. It's 100 times worse. It's 1,000 times worse. You know, nobody ever talks about assassinating a politician. Now they scream all day long, we got to kill Trump, we got to assassinate Trump, we got to impeach Trump, this, we got to imprison Trump. It's gotten 1,000 times worse. So being that happened all those years ago with Anita Hill, and we sunk that low, now we've gone to gang rape. We've gone from one woman claiming I was sexually harassed to gang rape. So it's par for the course, kind of, really. This is where society is now, and this is where Democrats are now.
In their minds, they're fighting to protect abortion. And so anything is permissible. Moreover, they're fighting, in their minds, the second coming of Adolf Hitler, because they're indulging that fantasy, and therefore that gives them a license to do completely immoral things, like lie about a person, or at least make accusations that can't be verified that will destroy a person's good name.
Isn't that what Saul Alinsky said? The ends justify the means, right?
Well, that's certainly how they're behaving, and this is the opposite of the way our justice system was set up. You know, I'm going to paraphrase Ben Franklin here, but he said he'd rather see 100 guilty people go free than one innocent person convicted. And here we have exactly the opposite. They're convicting him even if he didn't do anything. They're saying, well, you know, he had to be guilty because the prep school had a drinking culture, or because men in general do this kind of thing, even though I don't think men in general do this kind of thing, except in, you know, rare exceptions. I think powerful men in Hollywood who are given all kinds of perks and untouchable status do this kind of thing, but I don't think American men are indecent to American women in general, and yet we're being asked to convict this man to end his career, to destroy his reputation and his family, really, on the basis of completely unprovable charges, because it's necessary for the broader cause of women's rights, or if you're a Democrat, of abortion rights. And I think it's really a low point in our country's history, and I think we'll look back on it as a kind of hysteria. I mean, it's taken on the structure of the Salem witch trials, where when you start to unravel one of the accusations just become more and more extreme.
Well, as soon as you let Michael Avenatti in, you've lowered the whole process. I mean, I think it's a joke. What I think is, and one thing I'm good at, it's probably the only thing I'm good at in life, Joel, I'm very good at making predictions. I'm a Vegas odds maker. I predict football games. I predict baseball games, basketball games. And I have an incredible record predicting elections. I've been wrong one time in the last 10 years with any prediction I made on national TV or radio. And I predicted that Trump would win the last election. I'm telling you, we're going to have a red storm in November. I'm not saying we're necessarily gaining seats in the House. I'm saying we will not lose the House. We will do much better than expected, and I believe we will gain three or more seats, maybe even as many as five, in the U.S. Senate, because I think the average person looks at this and they're revolted at how low-class and disgusting the Democrats have become.
I hope you're right. That's encouraging news.
I think so. I really do. Can you hang on through the breaks? I want to ask you one more question.
I've got to go. I can, but I'll come back later or next week. I'd love to come
back. You got it. You got it. Joel Pollack, senior editor at large, Breitbart News. Website's Breitbart.com. He's the co-author of How Trump won, the inside story of a revolution. Thanks, Joel. Go get him.
Thank you.
Wayne Allyn. All right. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio. We get back. I have so much more to talk about. We'll take your calls. 833-WAR-TALK. Toll free. 833-927-8255. Love to hear from you. We'll be right back. At ya. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
War now!
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, My Patriot Supply is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know about all the recent events, including Hurricane Florence, which just buried the people of North Carolina. It's just a terrible thing. And here's what you get out of watching something like that. You can't rely on government. You can't rely on luck. You can't rely on Mother Nature saving you or sparing you. You got to rely on My Patriot Supply. You got to be your own personal first responder. My Patriot Supply has helped hardworking Americans prepare and become more self-reliant for over a decade. They sell hundreds of items, including emergency survival food kits and gravity-powered water filtration systems. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be a Category 4 hurricane, an earthquake, a cyber attack shutting down our power grid, maybe a flooding or a water contamination crisis. For all these emergencies and more, shop MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now and sleep well tonight. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. All right, I've got a commentary coming out in tomorrow's Las Vegas Review-Journal. I know you always enjoy listening to them. I get so many letters about my commentaries. People love to hear them, and they love to hear them in advance, kind of a sneak peek. This one's called Lock Them Out. President Trump and I have a lot in common. Ask liberal publications across America that tried to slander me last week by noting how much President Trump and myself have in common. They called us both all kinds of vile names. The Daily Beast said it best, though. And it, quote, and in many ways, Root is the Las Vegas version of Donald Trump. Thank you, Daily Beast, for that wonderful compliment. I resemble that remark. But what President Trump and I share the most is a talent for branding. I love short, simple, memorable brands. I was one of the first speakers at Trump presidential rallies to coin the phrase, lock her up, referring, of course, to crooked Hillary Clinton. At President Trump's Make America Great Again rally last week in Las Vegas, I came up with a new saying, and I led the massive audience of thousands with a chant of lock them out. Instead of lock her up, lock them out. This new brand refers to this golden opportunity for Republicans. We must lock big government nanny state liberal Democrats out of Washington, D.C. and out of power for good. We have two elections to do it in order to protect our children's future, our borders, our sovereignty, and all the things we hold dear as patriots. American exceptionalism, the American dream, capitalism, Judeo-Christian values, our U.S. Constitution, small business, the economic engine of America, and the great American middle class. Despite the plethora of fraudulent fake news polls that oversample Democrats and registered voters instead of quote-unquote likely voters, and there's a huge difference. I believe conservatives are on the verge of a red storm in 2018 and 2020. I stuck my neck out in the 2010 midterms and predicted a massive landslide for the GOP and the Tea Party, and I was right. I stuck my neck out in the 2014 midterms and predicted an even bigger landslide for the GOP, and I was right. I stuck my neck out throughout the 2016 campaign to say that the polls were false and Trump would win. I was right again. And I'm reading the tea leaves now, and I like what I see again. Democrats are delusional about what's coming. Conservatives are mad as a hornet's nest, enthusiastic and motivated. This public lynching of a fine gentleman, Brett Kavanaugh, has backfired spectacularly. It has galvanized and motivated conservatives like never before in history. The next two elections will determine the future of America, from taxes, regulations, and energy policy, to the makeup of the Supreme Court, to how we protect our borders and who we let in our country, to how we treat Israel. As I told the massive crowd at last week's Trump rally, I'm convinced we now have the advantage. It's time to lock them out. As if on cue, the latest polling shows sentiment among Republicans has reached an all-time record high in the latest Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index. At the exact same time, Gallup polling shows 45% of Americans now have a favorable view of the GOP. That's the highest rating since 2011, right after the GOP won Congress in a landslide. The voters now favor the GOP 45% to 44% over Democrats, and that is highly unusual. We always win elections, even though we're way behind in the favorability in all these polls of Republicans to Democrats. This is one of those rare moments in time where we're winning in favorability 45 to 44, and that's a good thing. Maybe slandering Brett Kavanaugh wasn't such a good idea. Maybe chasing Ted Cruz and his wife out of a restaurant wasn't such a good idea. Maybe calling President Trump insane, Hitler, and KKK wasn't such a good idea. The chickens are coming home to roost, and my prediction is coming true. We are going to lock them out. And by the way, President Trump has got to take up that saying, lock them out, lock them out. I think it's a great saying. I think we could really, really, really make hay with that saying, lock them out. And, of course, what it means is we've got to lock out the bad people out of power and out of Washington, D.C. All right. These details from Julie Swetnick's accusation make no sense. Updated. Let's see what they say. Ms. Swetnick grew up in Montgomery County, graduated from Gaithersburg High School in 1980 before attending college. So that means she was attending high school parties where gang rapes occurred while a college student? Question mark. So she graduated high school, went to college, but still attended high school parties where high school boys were in gang rapes? Another Twitter comment. How does that make any sense at all? And if true, there are dozens of accomplices to gang rape. Maybe hundreds. This never got out? Never got out? Wow. Another obvious question about this account. Why would she constantly attend parties where she believed girls were being gang raped? Completely irrational claims. But it doesn't matter. They just want excuses to pull the nomination. Rich Lowry of the National Review said one obvious question. Why would she constantly attend parties where she believed girls were being gang raped? Wow. Just all absurd, folks. It's absurd. It didn't happen, I'm telling you, it didn't happen. Brett Kavanaugh wasn't doing things like that. It's time to lock them out. And I'm telling you, that's how the average American is responding to this. Knock them out. Lock them out. And now there's a new one. Oh, of course there is. There's always going to be new ones. Some gal claims she was drunk, he was drunk, and he pushed her up against the wall. It's so ridiculous. Ludicrous. We'll be right back. Newsmax TV.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices. And let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.